But that call.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think we got cut off.
Yes, sir. I believe it's the connection. There's something wrong with the connection. Can you hear me better now?
I could hear every word that time.
Okay, so you're still not able to hear me? Would you be out of the area of service area by any chance? Maybe just in bad service area, for example?
No, I think I'm just, I think I can hear you. You're just a little quiet.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little strange. Can you hear me now, or is it still the same?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay, perfect, Leslie. So, yes, unfortunately, it did cut off. I do feel that there's just something horrible with the connection, so I apologize, Leslie. Again, your account's good until the 15th of April, right? If you wish to cancel by then, that is understandable, right? It is in your right to do so. Now, Leslie, as you were mentioning, you don't know what the video verification is. Simply what the video verification is, it's a video that Google wants for acknowledgement that the business is legitimate. What they want to see is that you do have what it takes to take on the calls that will be coming in. They want to go ahead and make sure that, let's say that you're using tools, right, that maybe if you have a vehicle that you're using, as well if you have business cards, anything that will help to prove that you do have a business, right, and get it verified. Now, this video can only be done by logging into the Google Business Profile, which I'll show you how to log in, of course. From there, you'll be able to start the recording. Once you start the recording, it shouldn't take more than 2 minutes to complete the video, Leslie, okay?
So, tell me this. Is there a reason that I haven't gotten any calls through Local Splash?
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at your actual client dashboard here. Now, I'm looking at the client dashboard, and as you see, there are about three calls and one message, right? And you mentioned that none of these are good calls. They were basically people that were trying to sell you something or letting you know that the website wasn't good, right?
No, nobody ever called me through Local Splash.
Through Local Splash. Well, they're not going to call you through Local Splash. They would be able to call you, let's say, for example, if you're using a call tracking number, that's the number that will appear on your screen that's calling in, right? So you mentioned that.
Well, that's not what one of your colleagues told me, that if I get a lead or whatever, they would call through the Local Splash app.
Okay, so you have the app downloaded, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you taken a look at the actual app recently, if I may ask?
No, never.
Okay, never. Okay. So let's say for some reason you're out of the area, right, and your calls are just not connecting. Then we save all the information on your client dashboard. There are a few calls, but I'm going to agree with you again, right, that it's absolutely very low, right? It basically looks like there's nothing coming in. And as you said, most calls that you get are competitors, maybe people saying that your website is bad, right? Now, typically to get the best results with the Local Splash, then it starts around the first 60 days, which you have already reached, right? So if we go ahead and do the video verification, it should definitely speed up the process and help get those incoming calls because you will be ranking better on Google Maps, right? So again, Leslie, I definitely want to make sure that we are able to help you before the 15th. If we're able to complete the video verification, I can assure you that you'll see better results and we'll be willing to continue, right? So I would just definitely need your help and see if you could log in or help you log into the client, the Google Business Profile, I'm sorry, and help complete the video verification. Now, I can understand that maybe it is a little frustrating, but believe me, if we can do it maybe today, it would definitely help you out a lot and help us out a lot as well, okay?
So I don't know what you mean when you say video verification. Like, I took this video and I think it's on the website somewhere. So what do you mean video verification?
Good question. So right now what we want to do is get the Google Business Profile verified. The only way to do the video verification is by logging into your Google Business Profile. On the Google Business Profile, Google will be asking you to start recording, which is when you'll start to do the video verification. On the video verification, Google wants to see information about your business, such as tools that you might be using if you have business cards, right? They will actually provide us with the list on what needs to be shown on the video. The video should not last longer than 2 minutes, and from there, the Google Business Profile can be verified, right? Let's say if you complete the video verification today, then in the next 5 days, it will be ready for us to continue to make updates to the account. That way we make sure it follows Google's policies, and of course it goes up in ranking where the calls are, okay?
So what I don't know how to do this. What I gotta do?
So we would be needing you to basically I would be showing you how to log in to your Google Business profile. That's where you will be able to record the video verification.
I don't know. The first thing about getting to my, what do you call it? Google Business Profile. I don't know where it is, how to get there, what it is. I don't know nothing.
I can understand that, of course, and not a problem. I could go ahead and try to show you how to go on there. I just need to make sure you have access to it. Would that be something that we could do? Because it looks like you're already the primary owner. So I can show you how to log in and start the video verification. I would just basically send a link that will make it easier for you to log into your Google Business profile. Would you like to attempt that now?
Yeah, let's attempt that now.
Okay, awesome. So let's go ahead and show you how to log in there, and then you could actually do the video verification, let's say today, right now, or maybe later once you have everything ready. I'm going to send you a quick text here to the number ending in 3106, and it's going to say business.google.com/locations, okay? And it's going to be coming from the local slash number, okay?
Okay, got it.
Perfect. So if we go ahead and click on the actual link, it's going to guide you to your Google Business profile. It should take you to a page where it says Google Business Profile Manager.
I can't open the web page. It won't let me into the thing you said.
It won't let you open the link, is that right?
Yeah, but now it showed up something about get verified.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So that's as easy as it gets, right? That link is going to guide you exactly where you need to be. As you can tell, it's going to say the business name. It should say that on there, and then it says, I believe in red, it says get verified or verification required. Is that right?
Yep, it says verification required.
Okay, perfect. And just to confirm, do you have a camera on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, let's say whenever you're ready to start the recording, okay, this is exactly where you're going to go, and you're going to hit where it says get verified.
Okay.
Perfect. Once you hit where it says get verified, you're going to go ahead and just add your address. Okay, that's what it's asking for. So you're going to add your address and then press next. Okay? And don't press on anything else other than that. Just give me 1 second here, okay?
Got it.
Perfect. And what is it saying now, if I may ask?
Yeah, please enter your mailing address to verify, which I did. Okay, hit next.
Perfect. Once you hit next, they should give you the option on how to verify the account. On your end, it should say Google Video, or yes, Business Video.
Select the way to get verified, phone code or Business Video.
Okay, so you're going to click on where it says Business Video.
Okay.
Perfect. So as you can tell, once you click on the Business Video, it's going to go ahead and say record your business details. Is that where it took you?
Business video. Record a video of your business. Show a location, equipment, or proof of management.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. So we're there where you were supposed to be. As you can tell, right, this is the list that the Google might want to see. For example, they're going to want to see maybe if you have a business card, the vehicle that you use, and equipment that you also use. It does not have to be all of your equipment, okay? It could be just some of the tools that you definitely use. And once you have all that together, then you're just going to go ahead and press next. and that's when it should ask you for permission to start recording using your device. Right?
Again,
This is when you're ready to start recording. You're going to go on here, and you're just going to click where it says start recording, and Google's going to say, okay, can I have access to your to the recording? After that, it's about a two-minute video. You're going to show everything that was on that list or everything that you have available, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And again, Wesley, if you feel that, you know what, you're not going to be able to do it, let's say at this moment, that's okay. You could do it later on today or, of course, the earlier the better, of course, okay?
Okay, so you're saying that's it? That's what I got to do?
That's correct, sir. That's all you need to do is just go on there, and once you're ready, you just start recording. And again, you just record your information. Once it's done, you're just going to go ahead and just release it, right? Google's going to give you a message once you're done. It's just going to say, look, your Google Business profile will be verified within the next 5 days. It will be shown on Google Maps, okay?
All right, and what all's on that list, whatever the list that pops up?
So right now, if you exit out of it, I'm just going to ask you to do it again because I know you're going to have to set up, right? So let me send you a text with the information that they're going to request, okay? Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, that way you have it handy, actually. That's actually a great idea. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Let's see if I could just copy it and send you one. Well, we do have an email, but I think this is a lot better.
So I'm going to do this. I'm going to give it a try. If not much changes, so the next time comes up, I'm canceling it.
Believe me, as soon as you get this done, you're going to see a great, great difference. But yes, Wesley, please, if you have questions, concerns, all you need to do is call us before the 15th of April. That alone will actually help to void your next charge. You could also text this number just letting us know, look, I need you guys to give me a call. And we can give you a call tomorrow or any day you want. Just let us know before the 15th of April if you do decide to discontinue, okay?
Got it. Yep. Okay. Good enough.
I appreciate your patience on this, Wesley. And again, if you do the video today, you run into any issues, feel free to call or text us. That way we can have an agent reach out to you as soon as possible.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I appreciate your patience and help. Anything, just let us know. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.